In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. The prodigal son and his elder brother. Which character do you like? A younger brother who spent a rather dramatic runaway kind of life of sinning? Or his elder brother who spent a not so impressive stay-at-home kind of life of sinning? I have an older brother. In a culture like in Japan, the eldest son is an important figure. Besides, Makito, my brother, was smarter, a more profound thinker, an obvious leader, blessed with personal charm and warmth and organizational ability. He's just a fun person to be with, never boring. You can't imagine how that afflicted my tender little psyche to grow up in the shadow of such a brother. Makito was Masaki the Greater. I was Masaki the Lesser. The advantage was that when something happened that should not have happened, he was the one who was blamed first and most. "You are older, Makito. You should know better," our parents would say, and I, innocently led astray, could not disagree with that. This morning, I would suggest that we are like this elder son. The prodigal son ran away from his father's house. You haven't run away from the seminary yet. But unfortunately, the older son was also a sinner. We find a number of faults in this seemingly sober and blameless man. He considered himself as a slave, not a son. He insulted his father publicly, yet claimed that he had never disobeyed his commandments. He accused his father of favoritism. He attacked his younger brother. He's not even willing to rejoice at the banquet. What a shocking moment it must have been for the father when this older son finally revealed his heart. I learned of one of the principles in psychology years ago that in human relations, a kind of ball you throw will finally be returned to you. If you smile at your dear daughter, she will most likely smile back to you. If you happen to snap at your wife, she will return to you with what you deserve. But such a psychological principle was not at work in this father. The older son threw a nasty ball to his father, yet the father didn't return to him with the same nasty ball. The father could have destroyed his older son right away, or could he have let his son have just what he wanted, a life cut off from the father, going full speed to hell? But he didn't. He didn't even show his anger at him. And here, Jesus tells about himself. Before the Pharisees and the scribes, he suffered to be rejected. In a course on a doctrine of justification and sanctification this quarter, the class discussed how blessed we Lutherans are with a biblical doctrine of sin. Only Lutherans are given to confess the full weight of our sinfulness. Yet the class also acknowledged how often we tend to diminish this doctrine in our lives. Outwardly, we may look like a clean and righteous students, staff, and faculty. But in our actual living, we are like this older son who would cut ourselves off from Jesus and his forgiveness, wanting to claim a full control over our lives and our future, throwing a banquet at our pleasure with our friends. There is a little the older son in every one of us. While we do not physically run away from the Lord, we quietly rebel against him while keeping optimistic opinions about ourselves. then we must know that where sin is regarded only as weakness or as a relative defect that could always be overcome and atoned for by an active exercise of self-discipline, the word of forgiveness can only mean the declaration of lifeless formula of God's graciousness. The prodigal son killed his father by asking his inheritance while his father was still alive. His elder son killed his father by rejecting his invitation. Yet the father showed his love to both, each in an only one like it way. The father never gave any two of them the same. He gave to the prodigal son his robe, his ring, shoes, and banquet. To the older son, he declared, "Son, all that is mine is yours," inviting him to join in the banquet. There isn't anybody else whom Jesus loves in the same way he loves you. You may be tempted from time to time to compare yourself with your classmate, envious of his or her talent, gift, or even the place of vicarage, internship, and call. But Jesus would free you from doing things by comparison, by sizes. Who is bigger? Who comes first? Who is favored? He would draw each of you into rejoicing in that only one like it way. As we approach the consummation of this school year, we give thanks to the Lord for each other, especially for you, the students who sacrificed their lives to come to this seminary to study. I pray that as you go out to the place where the Lord has called you to serve as a pastor, where you are assigned as a vicar and a deaconess internship, or as you stay here for another year of preparation, you may remember one of the most memorable words, at least to me, left by late Dr. Marquardt in one of his Christmas letters while I was still in New Jersey. He wrote, May the same gospel and the sacrament that you preach and administer ever sustain you. May you continue to bring yourself to the place where the divine service is done to you, so that your sins may be forgiven, your life may be sanctified, and your baptismal living sustained through the gospel and the sacrament. We are accustomed to say that when we are freshmen at the seminary, we think that we know everything. In the second year, we begin to think that we do not know as much as we thought we knew. In the third year, we realize how much we don't actually know, and by the time of graduation, we come to realize how we know nothing. May it also be the same way in our faith. The more we pray and study God's word, the more we realize how we have nothing to contribute to our baptismal living. Everything good comes from Him. All that is mine is yours, says our Lord. The water of baptism is yours. The words of absolution are yours. The body and blood of your Lord are yours. His name, His forgiveness, His holiness, His life are all yours. Jesus suffered to be rejected both by the prodigal son and his elder brother. He was dead in our place. He is alive for our sake. He ascended to the Father in order to continue his ministry for us and among us. All that is mine is yours, says our Lord. We are not told whether the older son finally joined in the banquet or not, which indicates to me all the more of our Lord's continuous gracious invitation. There is joy in heaven over one sinner who repents. And Jesus continues to bid you come to his banquet to feed on his body and his blood for the forgiveness of your sins. Amen.